Yesterday, Muslims marked Eid al-Fitr, the end of the holy month of Ramadan. In Pakistan, authorities asked believers to keep celebrations low-key to respect the more than 73,000 people killed by last month's earthquake. Among the dead, officials say, were more than 17,000 children. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Islamabad on some of the disaster's youngest victims.
Volunteers organized a holiday puppet show yesterday for the earthquake survivors at the Children's Hospital in Rawalpindi. Pakistani and international donors flooded the children here with toys, sweets, and money. But the colorful balloons could not hide the bandages that cover many of the children's heads, legs, and amputated arms. It's so crowded here that children in body casts lie in beds in the halls of the hospital. Aid workers say children were disproportionately affected by the earthquake because the tremors hit early in the morning when the students were in school. Dr. Saira Siddiqui works in the children's ward.
90% of the schools in our northern areas have collapsed. That is why children have sustained maximum injuries.
Among the thousands of children crushed when schools collapsed was 9-year-old Banaras Chowdhury, who lay in a hospital bed yesterday dressed in a black sweatshirt with bright silver zippers. Banaras says the earthquake knocked a huge piece of the school wall down onto his lower body, followed by a shower of smaller stones.
Oh my God. I remained buried under the wall till next day. And a lot of people came next day around midday, and they retrieved me from under the rubble.
By the time Banaras was rescued, he had suffered severe internal injuries, and much of the flesh was ripped from his abdomen, which later required a skin graft. 25 of his classmates were killed, as were many, many members of his immediate and extended family.
My father and my mother both have died, and I am with my grandfather. I was the only son of my parents.
Banaras' grandfather, Ismail, stands at the foot of the bed in traditional dress and a black turban. He says his surviving relatives up in the cold mountains still don't have a tent to sleep in. The old man also says Banaras won't stop crying at night.
He keeps asking about his friends, asking about whether they are alive, whether they are dead, and sometimes weeps.
Dr. Siddiqui says she and her colleagues are focused on healing the children's physical injuries and haven't begun dealing with their psychological trauma.
It's a big problem for us because we don't know how to deal with it.
Banaras is immobilized from the waist down and clearly depressed, and yet he brightens at the mention of his favorite sport, cricket, and suddenly sits up, energetically waving a cricket bat given by a visitor as an Eid al-Fitr present. But for every child lavished with presents and attention here at the country's best children's hospital, there are thousands more camped out in the countryside who are probably having their worst Eid al-Fitr holiday ever. Last week, at a tent field hospital in the devastated northern town of Balakot, a Pakistani military doctor wiped disinfectant on 10-year-old Rizwan Yusuf's infected thumb.
Kya hua tha aapko?
Rizwan walked 3 hours from his village to have the gash on his thumb treated for the very first time. He is one of the only members of his family to have survived the earthquake.
I think I lost one brother, one sister, my father and my mother. And now we are left two brothers and a sister.
It was after sunset when Rizwan left the field hospital for the long walk back to the tent where he, his uncle, and his surviving siblings now live. He walked away alone into the night, holding his injured thumb up in the air. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Islamabad.